Good morning, it is Trina. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits, and Ivana Breen is in from Akina Beauty. Morning, Ivana.
Morning, Trina.
You're thrilled with me, aren't you?
Why is that?
Because of Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm finally on Instagram. Ivana's been telling me for at least a couple of years to get on it. But listen, I want to talk to you today about genetic testing.
Yes.
And how this has become a thing in beauty as well. Tell me all about this.
This is something I am so excited about because it's really changing the game for me as a therapist in being able to help people achieve their goals. So what we're doing is we take a little DNA swab. It's just like a cotton bud, you know, the way you rub it around the inside of your mouth. So there's no blood tests or anything like that. And we send that off to a lab.
He is not the father.
Sorry,
I couldn't resist. Go on.
So we send it off to a lab and the lab comes back with all your genetic information. So the things that they measure in terms of beauty, what they can measure is how you're going to age. Also, so things like your oxidative stress. So oxidative stress is where free radicals, which are little scavengers that eat up all your proteins in your skin, and the proteins they eat are your collagen. How the free radicals and the oxidative stress is your, how you personally, genetically can cope with it. And then it gives you tools to help fix it. So it'll tell you about your collagen breakdown, your production of collagen, your oxidative stress, your inflammatory response, which is really, really interesting. So people, not just in terms of skin, but in terms of wellness and health as well, it can make a big difference into your lifestyle.
So it's not just about what you've done in terms of your skincare routine. The condition of your skin can be down to your genes.
Oh, it's totally down to you. Well, not totally down to your genes. Yes. So you'll inherit either good genes or bad genes, depending. And of course, there's no bad genes, but some people would say that they inherited bad genes.
Well, I'm actually delighted because my mother is particularly young looking.
There you
so
go.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You see, so some people do age faster than others. And I often get clients who come in and they'd say to me, I have a friend who smokes and drinks and never sleeps and she's always drinking coffee and her skin is like porcelain and here I am doing everything right and my skin is covered in acne and what's the deal with that? And that's where the genetics come into it. Some people are just lucky that they get away with all that kind of bad behaviour, whereas other people, even when they're super good, still can't seem to get the breaks.
Yeah. And your weight as well. That can be affected by your genetics.
Absolutely. So I recently got my genetic testing back and I'm still going through all the different information that they've given me. But what it was able to tell me is that genetically, I'm not predisposed to putting on weight. And that if I
get out. Don't you just hate this one? She's a beauty as well.
What I can tell by this for my clients is that, and I've teamed up actually with my own trainer, Jamie Harris. He's in professional fitness out in Port Marnock. So not only have we got a program for me for weight management, but it also tells me what sort of exercise suit me best. So for me, I'm more of an endurance athlete, which means that I can sort of do more running and I can do cardiovascular work for longer. But I also, it tells me that if I do that too much, I'll lose body mass. So I have to incorporate weights. And it gives you the whole breakdown of each individual sessions, how many times a week you should be working out, how often, what type of workout you should be doing. And for me, like I've always killed myself in the gym, but this came back saying I would be much better off doing a moderate exercise routine 5 days a week rather than killing myself.
This is amazing because I'm hoping that it'll come back and say I don't need to do anything.
Everybody will need to do something, obviously. Unfortunately, we can't get away with it. But it's just fascinating what it can tell you. And the thing is, we all get our genes. Those are inherited. And you can't change your genes. That's it. Once you have them, you have them. But you can change how your genes are expressed. So if you take an example of two identical twins, and one twin has the perfect life in terms of nutrition and lifestyle, health choices, all of that are really good and on par. And then the other one does the whole smoking and drinking and partying and burning the candle at both ends and is stressed to health. you will see that the twin who's stressed to a health and not living life well will age a lot faster than the other twin. And that's where you can see how they both have the same genetic information, but how it's expressed is changed based on their lifestyle choices.
Okay.
So what this genetic test does is it gives you the exact choices that you should be making.
So apart from the gym information that you got back about what kind of exercise you should do, what other info did it give you in terms of skincare and that kind of thing?
So with skincare, what it said to me was that, for example, UV damage, UV rays are one of the things that my skin can't cope with very well. Now, I kind of knew that anyway because I'm fair and freckly. So that's no big news to me anyway. But it did show me that I absolutely should be using vitamin C on a daily basis on my skin to help against oxidative stress that the UV rays cause. It also was able to show me that because I have that vulnerability to UV rays, my natural hyaluronic acid, which is the like a hydration type of an acid that your skin naturally produces, that gets destroyed more quickly than somebody who with a different skin type would. So I have to be sure that I'm protecting my skin against those UV rays so that I'm not creating the free radical damage and not losing my hyaluronic acid.
This is incredible. So what happens? So you can go into the clinic, into Akina Beauty, and you go in and you just take a little swab.
Yeah.
Talk me through it.
So you don't actually even have to come into the clinic. So you just give us a call and we sign you up for it. And if you want to come into the clinic and let us do the test for you, you can. But literally the test is three cotton buds that you run around the inside of your mouth for 30 seconds. And then you send that back in the packaging to the lab in Switzerland. If you want us to do it for you, we certainly can, if you're a bit unsure about doing those kind of things. But if you can't get into the clinic, we can just send the package to you and you post it off.
And do they send the results directly to yourself?
Because it's all of your own personal private data, we don't get the results. So you get a PDF form is emailed to you and you read down through this PDF. There's so much information. It takes time to go through it. So usually you'll get that. And then 2 weeks later, after you've had time to absorb the information, you'll get a phone call from the Revive Genetics doctor. And the doctor sits down with you on a Skype call and goes through all of your test results with you and explains it all to you. Because it is like there's all these genetic numbers and the MMPR1 gene and all this kind of stuff that most people wouldn't have a clue about. So he'll go down through the results with you and show you where you do need to make changes. So some of the results will come back and sort of say, oh, well, you're okay for this one. Like, for example, one of the things that it tests is your ability to detoxify coffee. So some people have the gene where you can easily detoxify coffee. So you could have 10 cups a day and it's not going to have an effect on your aging because coffee actually helps, will break down. If you don't have this gene that detoxifies coffee, then the excess coffee in your system will break down your collagen.
Okay.
So you'll age faster. But luckily, I have the gene.
Wouldn't you know?
That detoxifies coffee.
What about actually about alcohol? Because we often talk about this outside in the office there. And I talk about, you know, the girls love their bottle of wine on a Friday night or whatever. And I say to them, I wouldn't drink a bottle of wine in an entire year because I just cannot. If I had one glass of wine, I'd be dying for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Surely that's got to do with genetics too.
It does, yeah. And like that, mine came back saying that alcohol for me is a big no-no. So I kind of knew that anyway.
Yeah, and do you drink?
I do, but not excessively, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, but it affects you badly when you do.
It affects me badly when I do. I can have a glass, maybe a second glass of wine and that will be it. Any more than that and I feel rotten for 2 days.
Yeah, you see, when I say to people I don't drink, they look at you as if you're mad because you're Irish and you don't drink.
I know.
But it's not worth it to me.
Yeah, it's just not worth the hassle. So what this test will do is it just gives you all that information and kind of goes, yeah, well, that makes sense because that's how I've always felt. But it actually goes down through over 1,000 foodstuffs and it tells you exactly what foods will suit your metabolism and what foods don't. So that's where the diet comes into it. So they'll actually give you a whole diet sheet preparation of what macronutrients you need, what calories you need, and in what proportions. So for me, for example, again, about 2 years ago, I decided I was going to try the keto diet just because I do have inflammation in my body. It's a genetic thing that I know I have. And keto was supposed to be good for inflammation. So I said I'd try it.
What's keto then? What do you have
in
that?
Keto is high fat, low, low carb. So it's no carbs really and just high fat.
Is that like kind of like the Atkins?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah. I decided to try that for about 4 to 6 weeks and I felt awful on it, so I stopped. But my genetic testing came back to say that I absorb fats very quickly and more readily than most people. So I really have to be very careful with the amount of fats that I eat because my body can't cope with them so well. They don't break down so well. So I need to eat more carbohydrates. And for me, who's always been looking at carbohydrates going through the devil, as a lot of people do, I realised, actually, no, I need 50% of my daily nutrients needs to come from carbohydrates.
So you're eating more pasta and you're having more things like that?
I'm having a ball.
Brilliant. Love it. This sounds magic. So where can we get details if we want to get one of these genetic tests done?
You can go to our website. So it's www.akina.ie.
And might I ask how much it costs?
So for the beauty, weight and nutrition, it is pricey. It's €1,695. But you have to think of this as a lifelong investment because you're able to make such good and better choices about your lifestyle based on this information and save yourself a fortune then about going to hospital visits because you're happy. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Ivana. There's Ivana Breen from Akina Beauty. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.